and welcome to this episode of Be in the Know, the ESSEC Knowledge Podcast, sharing the research and expertise of ESSEC faculty. Today, I'm talking to Marc Mezzodi, Professor of Marketing and Head of the Marketing Department at ESSEC, about his research on why advertisers should leverage major events in their marketing strategy. Marc, could you tell me a little bit about your research interests?
Hi, Julia, and thank you for your invitation. I'm very interested in marketing communication strategies, and specifically for major sporting events for a few reasons. First, I'm passionate about sports. Second, sporting events attract massive audience. It's one of the rare opportunities for brands to reach this kind of massive audience nowadays. Second, research shows that actually consumers pay more attention to commercials for major sporting events compared to other TV shows. And another reason is the fact that some consumers associate very positive attributes with these major sporting events that could be transferred to the brand thanks to these marketing communication strategies.
It definitely seems like a great opportunity for marketing departments to leverage. So what were your main questions going into the study?
So research shows that typical ads that are ads representative of the product category are usually the most performant. It's a bit surprising because a lot of people assume creative ads are more performant, but actually they forget the fact that most consumers are not interested in ads, commercials. Research shows that consumers gaze less than 1 second ads, like online ads or outdoor ads, and less than 2 seconds print ads. So it means that you have very a short period of time to be able to communicate any message to consumers. So if you know that, and you know, so you have less than 1 second to attract attention and to communicate information to consumers, then you understand why one ad, which is very representative of the pro category, is more performant, because then consumers know faster what these ads are. However, I noticed that some brands were used to create ads that were typical of the event and not of the product category. So for instance, I noticed some ads for the football World Cup with football players playing football in the streets or on a football pitch, which was quite usual. So the question was, what was the most performant? Is it one ad typical of the product category? Is it one ad typical of the event? Both? Typical of both or atypical of both? And that's what we investigated.
And how did you investigate this? So what kind of factors did you take into account?
So we decided to run lab experiments and also some field experiments, because it's very challenging to actually control or manipulate the actual exposure to one ad. Here we are interested in actual exposures, is how long the eyes gaze at the ad. It's not opportunity to see. And it's not information you can collect easily from user-generated data or from secondary data from, Meta or Google. So to be able to control and actually to manipulate this duration, we decided to run experiments.
Very interesting. And with our short attention spans, as you say, and ads coming at us from all directions these days, it must be very challenging for advertisers to stand out. What were your main takeaways from this research? And do you have any tips for listeners in marketing?
Sure. So at the beginning of this research project, we actually asked managers which ads, in their opinion, were the most performant, typical of the product category, typical of the event, typical of both or atypical of both. And actually, most managers thought the typical of both would be the most performant. So that's what we call actually a dual typical ad, which could make sense because you can assume this ad should be able to accumulate the advantages of both ads, very representative of the product category, so people know very quickly what is it. It is a car ad or it is a cosmetics ad. And at the same time, they know very quickly that it could be one ad for this event and eventually transfer the positive attributes from the event to the brand. But it doesn't work like that, because what we found, and we replicated these findings multiple times, is actually it's never the optimal ad, this dual ad, probably because it's too much information for consumers, again, who have limited attention, who are not really interested and motivated to process the ad. And actually what we found is actually the most performant ad is the ad typical of the event during this event. So bottom line, managers should create ads that are typical of the event using the most representative symbols of this event during the competition.
Thank you. It's really useful to have a science-based strategy to stand out in a crowded market. And lastly, do you have any tips for businesses looking to do one last marketing push before the Olympics and how they could leverage Paris 2024?
So if they have not done it yet, they should definitely investigate which symbols are the most representative of the Olympics in Paris. So whether it is a symbol of Paris, whether it's a symbol of the behavior of athletes, and of course they must find out which symbols are registered or not, because it's very important to know that there are many symbols that are registered. So of course you cannot use the Olympics rings, for instance, or there are many sentences that you cannot use. So it's very important to check the laws or regulation, but then find the symbols that are unregistered, free, but are very representative of the event. And this is the symbol that they should use for the next communication campaign for the Olympics this summer.
Thank you so much for these interesting marketing insights and for chatting with me today. I look forward to reading more of your research.
Thank you, Julia.